Are we doing this, Fishby? I'm kind of nauseous in a way that doesn't scream podcast excellence, but I didn't put on headphones and turn off the fridge for nothing. Bonjour, amigos. Bienvenido, secret friends. To my right, Super Gladys Wonder Kitty was in the window gazing at the passing trains. Now she's finding a perfectly comfortable place on the bed, way too close to my pillows. Oh, the excitement of the podcast dojo, always at 11. I would like to begin today's podcast by apologizing. I certainly owe you that. This is a podcast that guarantees to be here every single Monday through Friday, no matter what, until the wheels fall off, never missing. But like a concerning period, our attendance has been spotty, to say the least. Not my fault, someone else's. But I apologize. I've had a lot going on, and it's been free sandwich month at Arby's, so obviously the pandemonium has me distracted and delirious, and frankly, totally and woefully and oftentimes too much roast beefed. Just completely, totally, thoroughly roast beefed. I would like to discuss real quickly something that I haven't heard discussed anywhere else in the entire world. Ooh, this is just us. This is secret stuff. But in watching CNN's coverage of the Trump trial, I'd like to throw out a fascinating question for the group. Does CNN need Trump to win the election? Like, from a business perspective, sure, morally, ethically, blah. Can't be troubled with that. But CNN financially might need Trump to win the election. The ratings are terrible, but that's the least of the problems at CNN. They need to turn CNN to a cash cow. Right now, it's not even a cash carton. But the parent company of CNN is Warner Brothers Discovery, and my, oh my, have they gone through parent companies. But right now, the name of the parent company, after all these mergers, is Warner Brothers Discovery. In 2023, how did Warner Brothers Discovery revenue do? Big company. They only lost $3.1 billion last year. And I say only because in 22, they lost $7.1 billion. How much debt does the company have? They need to pay some bills. $43.6 billion in debt. CNN's parent company. Which is better than I think the $60 billion they fucking owed last year. They've acquired a lot of properties. They own Discovery Channel and TLC and CNN and TNT and Max and all those things. But outside the sports rights and outside the Warner Brothers movie studio, what do they really have that generates revenue? Well, surely their stock prices, you know. Well, maybe it's not so good with that much debt and losing that much revenue. Last time I checked, it was trading at about $8.18. How's that year to date? Down 27%. Do they need Trump to win? Well, 27% year to date, what's that? That doesn't mean anything. Tell me, Roberto, how are they doing over the past, let's say, 365 days? Down 35%. I mean, that's Tesla-esque. 5 years? Certainly in 5 years, this company has made some money. No. No, they have not. 5 years, Warner Brothers Discovery. Stock price is down 74%. So 5 years ago, you invested $1 in Warner Brothers Discovery. If you invested $1, you'd have 26 cents. And well, not as bad to the overall everything of the company. I love HBO. I love Bill Maher. Always have. Had HBO since The Sopranos, you know, since before Y2K. But the Max, you know, the HBO Max, the app, the streaming service. I mean, it makes sense when they're, when they're losing this much money. When the stock price is down 74% over 5 years and they're still $43 billion in debt. Don't worry, that's not your phone. That's mine. It's over there. But my God, if anyone spends any time on the Max, can we agree that that's just glitchy fucking tech? It's just fucking glitchy. It is awful. Oh boy. Oh, you think Hulu is frustrating at times? Oh, Max is the worst of the bunch. In fact, things are so bad. Excuse me, I'm reaching for a ice water. And Fishbee, get ready. You might have... What is going on with that? Is this what happens when my attendance is spotty? Am I being punished by the podcast gods for the raspy throat? But things are so bad at CNN, Fishbee. There's even rumors of bringing back... I'm not making this shit up. I hope it's not true. But according to my ear, which is always right there on the street, Fishbear, Chris Cuomo back to CNN. I know. All right, that music means it's Fishbee 30. Kick over your questions, sex pot. Heidi Ho, G.I. Bro, a real American Zero, Snake Eyes. It's me, Fishbee. And are you sure you're okay? Because you sure as fuck don't seem okay to me. And why am I so scared that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce aren't going to make it? And brilliant question, just between you and me, do you think you're a little aspie? Pretty weak sauce open, Fishbee. Heidi Ho, G.I. Bro, a real American Zero, Snake Eyes. Didn't think I'd be here, yet here I am. Am I sure I'm okay? I don't seem okay to you. I'm sorry. When you went to Podcast Bass Player University, did you minor in psychology, psychiatry? Did you? With all due respect, which is none, you're not qualified to determine if I'm okay or not. That said, No, no, I'm not okay. No. Do I feel like I'm getting better or worse? Don't know. Honestly, don't know. Ask me tomorrow, I'll find out. And why are you so scared that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce aren't going to make it? Because Taylor Swift has a strange business model, which is have very high-profile relationships, and then have very high-profile breakups, and then write very high-profile songs about those breakups, and have a very high-profile bank account. That's her business model. But then again, she is a cat owner. And we all know anyone that owns a cat. Good people. All kinds of assholes have dogs. Cats! No, not so. And Travis Kelce, I don't know. But Travis Kelce has at least like 15 people working for him, like social media and branding, and just he is very, very, very public image conscious. But fingers crossed, Mantis is prayed. You know? Some things are just too horrible to worry about, like nuclear war, losing sexual organs in a fire, and the thought of Travis and Taylor breaking up. It's just too horrible to think about. You go crazy doing that. And brilliant question. Just between you and me. Yeah, it just does. Do I think I'm a little bit aspy? Well, there's certainly the genetic trait for autism in my family. And it's funny, and if autism is like one part of the brain, like according to my psych, like just a notch over, like in the stadium sec, like if autism is stadium section 117 or arena, you know, like bipolar is probably 118. I've never been diagnosed as such, and I've never had a doctor bring it up to me. But I have a tough time doing anything socially unless I'm wildly inebriated. I mean, I'm wearing a SpongeBob sweatshirt and fucking Crocs with SpongeBob pins in them. 48 years old, I mean, you do the math. Eye contact? No. Not into that. Hey, Fishby, before you cut this off here, and I know this wasn't one of your questions, but you know how I was talking about, does CNN need Trump to win the election? Does this podcast need Trump to win? I don't think so. I certainly don't desire that. I don't hate anyone, but I am firmly in the no thank you camp. I'm familiar with the candidates. I've evaluated the performance of Donald J. Trump, and I apologize. I've concluded no thank you. We only have 15 minutes. Up by noon at the latest. Every single weekday. Dang it! Except for when the wheels fall off. Maybe we all be extra lucky today. Say adios, Fishby.